Hit it.
I like to hit it, hit it. I like to hit it, hit it. So welcome back to Horror in Heels. This is Alicia.
And Jen.
And we are doing part two of It.
It chapter two.
And I love it. I mean, said this last week. Give me Bill Hader, give me James McAvoy. Oh,
please. Yes, please.
Yeah, I mean, just a phenomenal cast. I thought the adults don't have the charm of the kids.
Oh, no, but that's hard to beat.
They couldn't do it in the first version. They couldn't do it in this version. Even in the book, even reading them in the book, they don't have it. So it is what it is. And I think that's natural. I think there are very few adults that have the same level of charm that childhood affords us. Agreed. As people.
Well, like we said last week, like, because everyone can relate to childhood on right. some level. Yeah. Once you hit adulthood, it's like, well, these are totally different lives that we have now.
Yeah. Basically, Pennywise is back. It's been 27 years. Once again, the oddest configuration of years. Pennywise, get your shit together.
Please.
We learn more about Pennywise in this movie.
His origins.
Michael shares with the group. And yeah, overall, a very good continuation of the story.
Long ass movie, though.
Good Lord. Long.
Damn long. Near 3 hours. Like 10 yeah. minutes shy of 3 hours.
10 minutes. Andy Muschietti likes a long movie.
But I'm glad that they didn't just like, because Lord of the Rings gets to be like 3 hours. I'm like, let us horror fans have a 3 hour movie if we need to.
Yes. And to be fair, this is a much bigger book than Lord of the Rings.
Right. Right. So I'm just glad that they didn't make them cut it down because it's horror. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. We start off with a scene that I find truly horrific because it shows that the evil in Derry is not confined to Pennywise, that his evil has infected the whole town.
Yeah.
Well, not the whole town, because we see the two gentlemen. He gives that bear that he wins very kindly to the young girl.
Yeah.
So there is still some underlying kindness in the town. But once again, I mean, to be fair, he wasn't lying. Meg Ryan did want his haircut. And what was with that hair? Because that's not that dude. I mean,
part of the infection. It's part of, you know, nobody knows how to cut hair.
Bad hair? Because I gotta tell you that that actor is in Animal Kingdom. He plays Brother Darren. Interestingly, he plays the gay brother on the show. And he is fine as heck. This hair is not doing him.
Not at all. Not doing him any favors.
No. I was like, it took me a minute to even realize that was him, but his voice to me is so recognizable that I was like, oh. But
wait a minute.
That's not your hair. You have much better hair. So there was that. He kind of does like the short, spiky thing. It's very cute because he's a surfer in the show.
I think that.
Right.
I wish the comeback had been a little bit better. The Meg Ryan comment was like, it could have been. I wish they had done something a little bit spicier.
Well, you know, Meg Ryan was on everybody's mind because the You Got Mail poster was still up in the movie theater.
Yes.
I mean, Derry has gone to the dog since the last time we've seen it.
I mean, no kind of advancement.
I would say a decline in advancement there. Movie theater is gone. Arcade is gone. Things are gone. So the festival's in town. There are two gentlemen having fun, enjoying the evening. And then the bad element in town, I guess this is the new Bowers gang.
Yeah.
Because we don't get any of these people's names. So, but bullies just like Bowers was. And they are beating up these two gentlemen, and one of them gets taken by Pennywise.
Which I would just like to say, if you can tell these people are evil and awful and have nothing better to do, you get out of there. Don't try to stand there and be a tough guy. Like, you're outnumbered by crazy people.
Severely.
Like, what are you doing? I was like, sir, just get out of there. Stop trying to talk back and sound cool. Like, stop. Just go. Get out of this situation.
Just go. You're just
obviously
exit.
Unstable. You don't want to mess with these people.
Right.
It wasn't a smart move. I was like, no, you got to set. Like, I get not allowing yourself to be bullied, but in that situation, they clearly needed to just leave and get out of there.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, and then you're thinking like, oh, they're going to, you know, the bullies are
going to get that. If you're going to say some mean things to me and I'm going to live at the end, or I'm getting the shit beat on me, just say whatever you want and I'll walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care about your stupid words, especially if you're an idiot like that.
Right.
Don't care. Couldn't care less.
Right.
It is an unsettling scene overall, though.
Very unsettling. And
it doesn't get better.
No.
Pennywise does not discriminate.
Nope. Interesting, he has gone to older people now.
Yeah.
He has upped to adults. Oh,
they do say that he does, that adults disappear too in Derry. It's just more kids.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's the level of fear. I really believe that he got because his fear of drowning, etc. His fear was so high that it smelled.
Yeah, summoned him. Yeah.
Came. And Mike comes upon the sign that Pennywise has drawn for them, saying, come home, come home, come home. Now, if I'm Pennywise and these people have taken me out.
Those are the last people I want.
When they were children, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to leave them alone. I'm going to lay low. If it was my 27-year period, see, I'm better at math than Pennywise. If it's my 27-year period, I'm going to lay low. I'm going to take one or two kids, call it a day.
Be done. And then wait for them to be old.
Go back to sleep. Wait until these people have hit their 70s. They can't do shit.
Or they would all get tickets to like Hawaii or right. Europe, Paris. I would send them somewhere far, far away.
Right.
Do my business. But yeah. I'm not calling them back here. That's what ego does to you. See, that's how ego works. Like, it gets you in trouble.
Get you got.
They beat your ass as children, and now you want them back as adults.
I don't understand that mentality. But Mike does his Mike-ly duty and calls everybody, which, by the way, Mike, God bless, but how did you have everybody's cell phone numbers? Like,
because they're all listed. I don't know. Yeah. Good question.
In the older movie and the book, it is easier because what he is doing is he's calling everyone's companies.
Mm.
So he gets, or home addresses, which are listed.
Yeah.
So it just makes a little bit more sense. I wish they had kept with that, like that he called.
They have actual four hours of this film. So it's probably got cut somewhere where they explain it. Could be on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Mike does say he's been keeping tabs.
I love that Eddie's wife is played by the same woman who plays his mother.
Love it. Love it.
So well done.
So crazy. That woman is a very good actress. She plays crazy very well.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie, sweetheart, you have a hang up button right there on your steering column. Baby boy, just hang up on her.
Right.
I would not go in for 10 seconds of that. But see, Eddie was raised by that, so he doesn't.
Right. That's the whole representation of literally married his mother.
Yeah. Just like Bev has literally married
her father. Yeah.
Richie Trashmouth Tozer gets ill and can't perform his act.
He vomits a lot, Bill Hader, in this movie. A lot of vomiting from him.
Yeah. He's scared, people. Okay, he's scared.
I get it. I'm just saying. He's the only one that vomits so much. And we find Bill on set as a writer.
And just like Stephen King, he's got a problem with endings.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Stephen, but it's...
Every time.
Every time I draw.
When a Stephen King movie ends, I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
About right.
Interestingly, King said about The Mist that he likes that ending a lot more than his.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's interesting. But going back to this, Bill can't do an ending to save his life, and his wife is pissed about it and just wants him to play for the company, and he won't.
He's an artist, a creative. They don't like doing that.
In the first movie, you see more of her. She actually decides to go to Derry as well. So you do see more of her, which I was hoping for and didn't get in this one, only because I really like that actress, Erica Christensen. I think she's great. And I think it just fleshes out.
Who that was.
Yeah. And I just, yeah, hard to tell with her covered in blood.
Yeah. And the red hair. Yeah.
Once again, her voice for me, I was like, oh, yeah, it's her.
Got it.
So they all arrive at the restaurant except for poor Stanley. Stanley quite horrifically. Not the way I would have done it, Stan.
No. I get it. I get his whole reasoning, but...
I get his whole reasoning, but do you own no rope, Stanley?
Do you own... not have... I would take my chances with aspirin first. We're going to try that.
Yeah. You're rich, white, and Jewish. The probability that your wife just doesn't have a plethora of pills in that medicine cabinet for all sorts of ailments is amazing.
Slim to none.
Slim to none. There
take
are
them all and drink some wine and just peace out that way.
So many pills in your home. I'm just saying. I mean, she's over here booking trips to Bora Bora. There are pills in your home. This is every woman on Long Island ever, okay? There are pills in your home.
For everything.
For everything. So Stanley is not there.
It's interesting. The way Beverly fought her husband, I wouldn't think she would have put up. Like, it seems like that would... It wasn't the first time, but the way she fought, I wonder what, like, changed that.
I believe, so as you all see, they start to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
And Beverly is remembering the most because the deadlights, they say it later.
Oh, yeah, because,
the deadlights. And I believe that the strength she showed in those moments against Pennywise are coming back to her. And she now knows she has that strength inside of her to get away from this dumbass.
Yeah.
I mean,
that makes sense. Yeah.
She created a multi-million-dollar clothing line. He kind of just piggybacked off of her. He's one of those men who will claim it's his when it's not. She's always been, Beverly's always been, was the strongest of the losers.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be the strongest again. We'll see it. I think it's very interesting how you have, like, Mike, who, for all intents and purposes, should be the least desirous because he's had all his memories his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, the one gung-ho. Like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
Kudos, Mike, because I couldn't have even... If I knew driving away from Derry would have gotten rid of these memories, I would have been gone years ago.
Especially knowing it's not going to mess with you once you leave Derry. Like, I just got to leave.
He's gonna call up one of my multi-millionaire friends, hang out with them for a little bit.
Yeah.
So they all meet at the Chinese restaurant, which, by the way, swankiest Chinese restaurant I've ever seen.
Looks really nice.
Looks really nice.
Bomb.
I mean, a little too nice for Derry. Where did they get a Chinese restaurant? Oh, geez.
This is where the madness starts.
Yes. At first, what I really like, once again, we said this in part one, and I think they're doing it good in part two, is they're mixing the humor with the horror.
Oh, yeah, totally.
They're walking around. They're having memories. They are laughing. They are talking. They are ribbing Bill that he can't write an ending to save his life. They are questioning Bev lovingly about her marriage.
Yeah.
They're teasing Richie that he never got married. They're teasing Eddie that he basically married his mother. It's great.
It's like falling right back into like you never left.
Right. And there are some friends you can just always do that with.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mike starts explaining everything. And that's when shit really starts hitting that very fancy fan in that Chinese restaurant. I don't, poor Mike, to have to even... have this conversation
and be the one to stop all the fun. Oh
yeah. And then
I think they needed that, but they definitely needed that, because if they hadn't rebonded like that, they just feel like strangers in this weird situation. So
right.
Getting back to that place where they remembered each other and
yes,
had that bonding feeling was necessary before they hopped into this ridiculousness.
And let's talk about ridiculousness. The fortune cookies come. And I'm never eating a fortune cookie again is basically eyeballs in the fortune cookie.
Oh, the little baby thing. What is wrong with Pennywise? Like what's wrong with his brain? How do you come up with a little baby lobster thing coming out of a fortune cookie?
Not good.
And a debilitated bat wing and then the floating heads in the aquarium.
None of it was good.
No.
And what I've always found interesting about the whole Pennywise thing is only certain people can see it.
Yeah.
So she's seeing their reaction, which, by the way,
she was very calm Cause...
She was very, very calm. The man had a chair in his hand.
And he was beating the table.
And they're just like, yup, we're good. Unless she recognized maybe Bill, because Bill gets recognized a lot. And she's like, well, a multimillionaire is here. He will pay for this.
Yeah. Or and Bill Hader, because he's a comic. Oh, and then being from that town, you would think people might remember them. But
oh, I think this Chinese restaurant is very new. Very new to town.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, the kid recognized him, so they should know that they're from there.
No, the kid, I don't know that the kid knew he was from there so much as he was a fan.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying you think that would be something that people would know.
Oh, okay.
About them.
I can't tell you where certain people are from, though.
But I mean, if you're from a small town like Derry, and someone, you
true,
get...
True, true, true. Yeah, I can tell.
Like, oh, yeah, they're from Derry, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So, and then he's like, check, please.
Check, please. One of us multimillionaires will pay it. We're not making Mike pay the bill. Poor Mike. Living above a library, and the rest of these are richer than God.
And just off living lives. Upsetting.
It's upsetting. I mean, you kind of always knew from the very beginning, just because of where Mike lived in Derry and the responsibility to the town and the family business that his grandfather instilled in him. You kind of felt most of them. I mean, poor Mike never got to Florida.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to Florida and clearly never did.
No. Well, he'll probably go now, but.
No, oh, he's going.
He was there the whole time.
Make one.
I can't even imagine just waiting, just being like, well, 22 more years.
Yeah.
Like a countdown. Like, what?
People come over to his house. He's got X's on his calendar. Oh, Mike, what's that for? Oh, the town has a killer clown. He's asleep right now, but he's coming back.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Mike. We can't
stay for dinner, but well, for
Mike. See you later, Mike.
Interestingly, I wish we had seen more of Mike at the library. We definitely get more library in the first movie, and I feel like the library was a catalyst for a lot of things for them, especially for Ben. So I wish we'd seen more of that. We just see Mike drugging the hell out of Bill, which so loved weird. It. Could you imagine just being drugged with ayahuasca? That's got to be.
Mm-mm.
No.
So did you drug me? Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? I don't feel well.
I don't feel good. I love James McAvoy. He's such a good actor. If you have not seen Split...
Yeah.
You need to see that movie. That he is absolutely.
Yeah. What else?
And it's interesting because now we get Jessica Chastain and the little girl from they were both in Mama.
Right.
So they're reunited.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I don't think they ever see each other. But it's interesting that she's Beverly and she's Beverly's bully.
Right.
She played her stepmom.
By the way, the bully's doing great in life.
Still working at that pharmacy with her nasty ass dad.
Oh, he aged horribly. Mm, it wasn't good, guys.
I wouldn't have let him touch my face at all. Like, I would have smacked that away so fast and backed up and been like, don't touch me. He's all crusty. Ooh, it's disgusting.
So gross. And no, you're not detecting cancer with the touch there, sir. No. Ugh. Gross. Gross.
And so, of course, everyone says, no, we're not doing this, and has to leave, because you can never have them agree to help at first. They always have to be convinced, or something has to happen to make them agree to do it.
Yes. You always have to have a convincing scene.
Mm-hmm.
Really rally the team. You need You got to have it. I mean, if you don't have that scene, then the movie's only 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Right? You got to have the convincing part.
I thought it was cute that it was Bill who was chosen to convince. It's only right. It was Bill the first time. It should be Bill the second time. And they all decide. And then just Beverly sees what is going to transpire, like what happened with Stan. And
I think she saw it. I think she remembered it. Because when they show them at the end of
she remembered what she saw back in the deadlights.
Well, but then if you notice, Stan's like, what am I like? And she gets kind of quiet. And she's like, you're tall. I think she...
Yeah.
Knew that, like, he wasn't even going to make it that far.
Yep. She definitely knew.
Yeah.
Yes. She definitely knew at that point. For sure.
Yeah.
So Beverly kind of tells them, guys, we don't do this. We're not making it. So it's this or nothing. We haven't been given a choice. Life hasn't given us a choice. Fate hasn't given us a choice. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
Of course, Richie's like, kick it down the can. And they're all like, we'll be 70. Do some math.
Right. We're not going to be old enough, which is the math Pennywise should have done.
Right.
And held off. Skip one. It's fine.
Skip one. Keep sleeping. A nap is nice.
I feel like he could make it through. I feel like he was.
Well, like I said, just take
one. Yeah, just a couple. One or two.
Just have a snack. Yeah. Nobody's going to miss two in Derry. Yeah. Two's the norm.
It's normal. Yeah, I was going to say, that's not going to tick off any radars.
Yeah. So, yeah. They all decide to go, and then they go to the Barons. They fall into the clubhouse, and I love the whole clubhouse scene. I just think it is so well done.
This was a whole scene we didn't see in the first movie.
Correct. I like that we're seeing scenes that we didn't see. Mm-hmm. Just getting more of their life together. Because it seems like this that bonded them.
The childhood, yeah.
Pennywise.
Pennywise, yeah.
Making fun of each other. Stanley having them put on
shower
caps so that they don't get...
spiders. I mean, that's legit.
That's legit, and I'm here for it, Stanley. Yeah. So
put a shower cap on my head, please.
Yeah. So that was great. I was like, you all have way too much hair to not put this on. Like, none of you are
especially, especially Finn.
Yeah.
Or Richie. That curly hair.
Yeah. Put on the cap, boys. Bill had like that 80s, like floppy bully cut that they all had. I mean, Spider just get right up on that.
Bevy's hair is all
curls.
Yeah.
Spider just right up. I mean, this was post mullet hair, so better. Less, but still a lot.
Speaking of mullets, we see Bowers has been locked up his whole 27 years.
And he's getting out. A corpse zombie is getting him out.
It goes a little Werewolf in London right here.
Yeah. Things have happened.
The best friend. I'd be like, no, you can't. Like, once again, why are you coming at me like this? You can come at me as anything. You can come at me as him, but come at me as him alive.
Right.
If you need my help, this is not the way to, do it.
It worked for Bowers, though.
Apparently.
It's not going to work for us, but it worked for Bowers. And he got into a car being driven by a zombie and asked no questions.
Well, he's obviously psychotic at this point. And he's probably hopped up on so many meds.
Once again, all the meds. Just all the meds, yes. Stanley should have gotten some meds from Bowers.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you want to kill me. Could I have some meds?
I want to help you help me.
Help you help me die. Thank you. So that happens. And so Bowers isn't in jail. He's coming for them.
Yeah, with his OG knife blade thingy.
Oh, he loves that knife.
Pennywise found that.
Loves it. Good for him. He managed to keep something he loved all those years.
So nostalgic. Sentimental.
I mean, because he's not well at all.
No.
Not even close to well.
I mean, even the way the Derry cops arrested him, like, was crazy. Like, if a child kills their... I mean, obviously they probably knew it was little shit, but the way he was, like, yelling at him, like, this kid killed his father. There's obviously a very serious issue here.
I mean... those cops probably knew that cop was a piece of shit.
Which is why I'm surprised that they were so mad that he killed him. But they took it like, you know, I don't know. I just think, of course, this is Derry, so nothing's normal. But
right, I was going to say.
Yeah.
But also, Bowers is sitting there screaming that he has to kill them all. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to sit on that either. You're sounding a little cray-cray there, Bowers, just a smidge. So, yeah. They go through the Barons, and now they have to find their piece. And whose...
tokens, that's what we call them, or artifacts that...
They're artifacts, yes. Whose artifact find did you feel was the worst?
Beverly's. Hers was so creepy. Whose was yours?
I think mine was Eddie's.
Eddie's was bad. Eddie's was pretty bad.
The Lepa's...
That guy's so gross.
So gross. And also, like, poor Eddie is dealing with the fact that he didn't, like, even though the old vision was fake, he wasn't strong enough to save his mother then. Like, it's just a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
Because all of these are flashbacks to the visions they had when they were kids mm-hmm. of Pennywise. Eddie's was always the leper. We know that.
Yeah.
That leper is so gross.
It's his eyes all gushy. I will give you
giant naked lady.
The giant naked old lady. Like, even the I remember that being in the trailer, and that scene was so creepy. And then the point where she's looking at the picture of Pennywise, what we assume is Pennywise as a human, and you see the old lady peeking out from the side behind her.
And I love the nod to The Shining, the little Easter egg nod.
Which one?
They're because that definitely looks like Jack Torrance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then when she comes out all large, well, first she walks across the doorway naked.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then
why are you naked?
And then it was so creepy when she's like, you know what they say about people who die in dairy? They never really die.
Why?
And
why
then it's just that silence, and you're just like, okay.
You're like, no, Beverly wanted to be like, no, miss, I've seen many a dead people. I've seen all of them. I've seen them all.
I was there.
I was there. I know exactly where they were.
It is kind of rude of her to just take this woman's baseboard off the wall. Like, I get that it was your old house, but you're destroying property now, which she didn't realize. She didn't know at the time it was an old burnt building. When she gets the cigarette packs.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I don't care. It's not a real person.
What?
I know that she didn't know at that point, but listen, you have to get your artifact to defeat Pennywise.
Yeah, I get it.
Baseboard or killing a killer clown. We gotta make choices.
I get it. I'm just saying. Baseboard gotta go. It was rude. But I get it.
The baseboard needed to be done. Sometimes when you kill supernatural entities, baseboard's gotta
be sacrificed.
Yes.
And then when she runs out of the building, you see it's just, oh, well, no. Then the scene with Pennywise with Bill Skarsgård without the makeup and him turning and then just wiping the makeup on himself.
And scratching
his face.
Oh, Bill does a great job.
He really does. The drooling continues to happen.
For one of the few times in my life I'm not attracted to Bill Skarsgård, I was like.
Yeah. Ooh, not a good look.
It's okay, but does it impeccably, so.
And then you see that the building was actually always burned, and
mm-hmm.
it was never a nice building. I mean, at the point when she got there, so.
Right.
More Pennywise trickery. And then, and the Eddie one, where, once again, close your mouth. I don't know why people's mouths are always open. But when the leopard does the thing and it just freezes and it goes, just call me, and it sings the song. I'm not going to try to sing the angel song, but that part's hilarious and gross.
And gross. I think the easiest was Richie Trashmouth Soldiers.
Oh, with the Paul Bunyan thingy? Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah.
That was
he saw Paul Bunyan as a kid.
Yep, he did.
It was Pennywise on Paul Bunyan's shoulder when he was the adult. That's right.
But I just felt his was the easiest.
It was weak.
Pennywise is just screaming about the secret we can all figure out.
Yeah, we figured it.
We figured it years ago. It's fine.
Then, the Paul Bunyan was scary. The Paul Bunyan was creepy.
Yes. We didn't see it again this time. But yes, in the first one.
No. The Paul Bunyan was in this one. It wasn't in the first. It was in this one. Because they flashes back. Because when they do the flashback of when they're all separated, this was Richie's flashback of when he was away from the group.
Something happens with Paul Bunyan in the first one, too.
No, he's just there. Because I got confused, too. Because I was, like, watching. And I was like, I was like, how did I miss the whole Paul Bunyan scene? And I went back through and it wasn't there. Because someone mentioned the Paul Bunyan scene in the IMDb for the first one. I was like, but that's not, it doesn't happen in the first one. And it's in this one.
Wow, guys, it's really easy to conflate these two movies. And I literally just watched it 3 hours ago. So.
Yeah, it was definitely in this one. It's a scary one. And I think, I was looking at the design of the Paul Bunyan face and how it's like kind of torn up and they remove the nose. And I was like, that's a weird thing for it to not have a nose, but it's just, it looks, that makes things look skeletal for our minds, I think.
Okay.
And so not having the nose just makes it look scary, which is why Michael Jackson tended to look a little creepy.
Rest in peace, MJ. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, I mean, as far as the other ones, Bill's, I thought emotionally was the worst because he's still, after all these years, trying to save Georgie, even though he knows he can't. That was rough.
Once again, you can't get me with a kid that died years ago.
Right.
If you had sounded like Georgie as a grown man, That you could possibly get me with that and be like, I'm down here and I'm an adult, and I'd be like, okay, well, maybe somehow he survived. But it's 27 years later. There's no way Georgie's still a little boy down there.
Right. I agree.
Those hands. Ooh.
Oof. And then Ben's in the school.
Oh, yes, yes.
When Beverly's head goes on fire.
I was like, okay, Ghost Rider.
Yeah. but I thought that was very well done.
Poetic of Pennywise with the flaming embers.
Yes. Now, you've seen the first one. I assume everybody who watched the second has seen the first. That's not where Ben goes. Ben goes to the library. Mm-hmm. If you remember, and this is one of my favorite Tim Curry scenes, is he's laughing at Ben. He's hanging off the banisters. He's throwing books. He's doing little tricks. He's turning the books into things. There were some balloons.
Oh, when you say first one, you mean the original one.
Yes.
The TV series one. Okay.
Yes. And that, I like that better for Ben, because his original scare happened in the library. In
the library, yeah.
This had like a little bit of a disconnect for me. I understand why they did it this way, because like the connection to Beverly, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. No, that makes, yeah, I see how it like kind of came out of nowhere, because yeah, they didn't hang out alone like that. And
right. So I didn't love that. Everybody else's felt very organic to them. You know, Eddie,
yeah.
Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Richie just by that Paul Bunyan. Yeah. Beverly at her home, which is where all of her horror took place. You know, everybody else's felt organic. That one didn't.
Yeah, it was trying to push more of the Beverly aspect of him having feelings for her.
Yeah. We did get the Stephen King cameo.
Yes. The pawn shop.
Jokes to Bill that he can't write an ending. So that was fun.
And if you look at the up above Stephen King on the wall, there's a license plate, and it's the license plate of Christine.
Right.
And when Bill asks how much the bike is, he says $300, which is how much the kid bought Christine for. In the novel. Or the movie.
Yeah.
I love little Easter eggs like that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I love when Bill goes, it was good enough to outrun the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he always said about it.
And him saying, you want me to sign the book? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ending. I was like, damn.
Just get the book signed.
Right, you could sell it.
Yeah.
You don't want it, but somebody else might.
You have a store in which you sell items. It might be nice for your store.
Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah. Official autograph signed book.
Oh. Bye. Yeah, after he says it went fast enough to outrun the devil, and they show him on the bike. that fall that he does, or like the little the misstep. Another good humor moment, even though it's like a, you know, supposed to be a serious scene.
Then they're back at the hotel.
Which is a nice hotel. I like the
nobody works at this hotel.
No, though. Mm-mm.
Oh, no employees.
It's just a building.
Just a building, which in Derry, I completely believe.
Makes sense.
It's like, you guys are billionaires. Just give us your credit cards and we'll figure it out later. Just come and go as you please. No worries.
I don't even know if that place would have a credit card machine.
They weren't. They weren't.
The sliding ones with the carbon. Yeah.
they weren't paying money for an extra for that scene. It's unknown. No.
It would just get in the way. The character would just get in the way. There was no reason.
Exactly. Not necessary. And the skateboard just comes. To me, this is so creepy. Poor Bill. Because, like, he truly feels like he couldn't save his brother. Mm. And now Pennywise is taunting him with that. Because, as Pennywise knows, I need to get them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And takes the kid right in front of Bill. And this is why... Mirrored houses.
Fun houses? No.
No. There's nothing fun happening there.
No. This poor kid has been traumatized since he got on screen, though. Because first he approaches Bill Hader in the Chinese restaurant. And he gets cussed out by Bill Hader, his favorite comic. Then he's riding his bike, encounters Bill, who yells at him.
Yeah. Now Pennywise is coming to eat him.
Oh, it's so, so tragic.
At least soon his misery will be over.
Yeah, but terrified. I mean,
terrified.
The clown just banging his head on something about a thing banging its head to get to you just is
no.
It's so psychotic that it's disturbing.
very disturbing.
And they just do not care about killing kids in this movie. Like, in these movies, it's not...
Oh,
they not do not all. Care. And violently and graphically, the little girl in the stands.
Yeah.
She, again, these kids are almost, like, they're almost smart. Because she was like, if you were my friend, you wouldn't be sitting in the dark.
Right.
And she was like, you're not my friend. And then walked away. And he got her with the crying. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, the crying. No.
Doesn't... I'd be like, don't care. Bye. Yeah.
She was so close.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was really rooting for that little girl. She was so close.
I was hoping. That one shocked me in the theater when he just, the teeth.
Yeah.
Chomping. Ooh.
And now Bill can't save the kid and he goes to the house on Neibolt Street, which is still somehow still there.
It probably, maybe it looks, maybe Pennywise makes it so it looks like a nice house to everyone else.
Oh.
And, but to them it's like that dilapidated thing.
Or maybe... maybe to anybody else, it's just an empty lot.
A lot, yeah.
Oh, I had never considered that.
Yeah.
I don't know that they say anything.
No, they don't say it. Just a fun, like, something you could
do. No, I was thinking about the book, but nothing coming to mind specifically about that. So,
Oh, is this... This was after they killed Bowers, right? Because Bowers...
Oh, yes. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
In Bowers makes his way. Leaving, Bowers is... going for it, and they take him out. Okay,
that's Eddie in the cheek.
Oh, ah, what a place,
right?
Place to be stabbed. Not like, good.
I can't imagine. Although, talking.
Eddie, ladies do love the scars, so
I don't know about a Joker.
Wife's gonna be real pissed about that. Not gonna lie, your wife is not gonna be happy that you got stabbed, Eddie.
Eddie does stab Bowers in the chest with his own knife that just came from his face.
Yeah,
and then Richie kills Bowers.
Good, good.
And then vomits.
Yes.
After telling a joke, he's like, that was overdue. I was like,
Richie always has to joke. So they get to the house on Neibolt Street, and Bill goes, well, Richie said it best the last time. And Richie's trying to remember what he said, and he goes, good thing we're not measuring dicks. Richie, time and place, my friend. Time and place. Why do you think this is the time or the place to be making penis jokes? It's not. And then Richie can't stop with the jokes, by the way.
No.
If he's going to die, he's going out.
It's a mechanism, you know, defense, fear.
But he's going out joking. And they say, he goes, I love what he's done with the place as literal blood lava and just spewing out the stairs. I'm like, I don't know if I love this aesthetic.
No, no.
I personally am not here for it. But,
but to each their own.
Yeah. You know. So, yeah. So that happens. And
We see now that shit hits the fan again. We see Stan.
Oh, I was going to hope we weren't going to talk about this scene.
We can't not talk about the standhead.
I feel like we could ignore the scene in which giant spider legs come out of Stan's child disembodied head. It's not even his adult head. It's his child head.
It's his child head. But it's an homage to the Thing, which I love. So that's one of my favorite things about it.
I know.
Did you know it was an homage to The Thing?
Yes, you've made me watch The Thing 1,000 times now.
You watched it once for the show. Calm down.
Didn't we do a watch party too?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought we did.
But him saying, it's Richie saying, for those who don't know, it's Richie saying, you gotta be fucking kidding me, which was the line used in The Thing when The Thing sprouted spider-like legs.
Yeah.
So that's been a scene that they've do homage to in a lot of horror movies.
Yes.
It's funny.
Anything sprouting spider legs is no bueno.
And it had to have a little hand, like the each leg had a little hand, a human hand at the end. Again, what is wrong with not just Pennywise, but the people who have created this movie, who thinks of these things? I'm glad these people are in horror movies. Like
thinking. This scene was in the novel. So
oh, good lord.
Then
the little Pomeranian.
That was great. And I say that was great because I grew up German Shepherds. I owned a part Rottweiler. I have friends with huge pitties. Never been bit. The two dogs or the two breeds of dogs that I have been bit by, Chihuahua got me right in the face. and a Pomeranian. Okay. Those things are little devil dogs. Yeah. I don't know what you say. Listen, Jen and I got cat kickback.
Oh, man.
Pomeranian kickback. I don't care.
Man.
I don't care. There, I've said it.
The lash out we got. Our friends almost kicked us out of the group.
It's fine. It'll be okay.
Just not cat people. Like, there are some cats, I'm sure, that are fine. But in general, just not cat people.
Yeah, it's a generality. I'm sure some of those are great. And then you're going to talk to me and be like, I love my cat, but he's a little dick. And then you're just going to prove my point.
I'm like, okay. So like I said.
And they'll be like, ignore that cat because he's an asshole. Why do you have an asshole?
An asshole that you have to feed and take care of.
Yeah. Just saying. Same thing with the Pomeranian. And you pay a shit ton of money for those.
Oh, so much money.
Whatever. I digress.
But when it flips up into that scary monster thing.
Whatever that was.
Did they pick not scary at all again?
No, they picked very scary.
Oh.
Because they thought he was tricking them.
I would have thought that in the first one.
And then Richie goes, next time we just pick scary. And then he's like, next time? Like, there's not going to be a
Let's not have a next time, please.
No. He's like, I'm doing this one more time in my life. One more, and this is it. When I'm 70, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm tired. We need some new blood in here.
Then.
Yeah. They get to the lair. Well, Ben gets cut to shreds.
Yeah, and Eddie's struggling, but he's not able to help because he's paralyzed with fear. Bill gets mad at him a little bit, but I love the actor who plays the grown-up Eddie. I think he was such a good casting decision.
Yeah, let's get his. I'll get
it. I mean, they all were great, but I like his. He actually has some growth as a character in this.
Yes, he is played by James Ransone.
Yeah, that's right.
And very good. I was trying to look for who played grown-up Ben. I'm looking for that.
Yes,
please. Oh, Jay Ryan. Yeah, yeah.
Two scoops, please, on that, man.
Yeah, seriously. Good times. And Isaiah plays Mike. And Teach Grant plays Henry Bowers.
It's interesting because Chosen Jacobs and Isaiah Mustafa played kid and grown-up Mike. They're 27 years apart. And the two who play Henry Bowers are 27 years apart.
That is interesting.
Creepy.
So Beverly and Ben get separated. And poor Bev, I mean, God, the amount of substances this poor woman has been subjected to in life started with the garbage and it's just never ending.
Yeah, nope. And no. Again, the old woman grabs her and she's screaming as she gets pulled down. As soon as that old woman grabs me, my mouth shut. But she screams and gets sewer.
We keep saying that, but probably involuntarily we're going to be screaming too.
We're
going to be screaming.
I've seen too many horror movies to keep my mouth open. Like, the thought of having something, especially sewer water, or that old woman's hand, like, if her hand is near my face and it ends up in my mouth,
I was going down the IMDb, and Jake Weary was the Meg Ryan haircut, and I'm looking at a picture of him with his real hair, and I'm...
distracted?
A little bit. He's not in this photo, and it's great. See, sometimes he has a very grown-out version of that hair, which is very surfer and very cool. And then other times his hair is very cropped and he usually has a beard situation happening, which is just
beards, man.
Nice. Sorry, guys. I got distracted. I'm back. I mean, Beverly is just stuck in a growing pool of blood. And Ben decides that if he reads her the poem or recites it, that she'll have enough strength to get out of there. And he does. He breaks the curse, and she grabs him, and they're back with everyone. Yeah.
There was another sex,
even though one of them's covered in blood.
It happens sometimes.
Romance, not the time.
Sometimes you have sex when you're covered in blood.
Let's not. Let's wait until at least we bathe in the dirty swamp water. I mean,
something, rinse something off. There was another Shiny reference in her scene too.
Yeah. The blood.
Henry Bowers. And
here's Johnny,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Easter eggs, love it. And now they're all together and they're with Z Pennywise and they're doing the ritual, and the ritual ain't working.
And they find out it didn't actually work the first time.
But here's my question. Why did they think it worked the first time if Pennywise is
still there?
Yeah.
True.
I mean, that would have been my first question.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, Mike, it's follow-up to everything you just said.
So
it didn't work?
Or what?
Your song, it didn't work vibes.
So that's still here.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So that happens. And now they are just fighting and fighting and fighting. And then Eddie picks up because Richie's about to get got.
He kills monsters. Oh, because Richie, that scene where he throws the rock.
Yeah.
And he's like, you mother. And then just goes dead with the dead lights. Ooh.
Yeah. And Richie goes, it will kill monsters if you believe it. And he throws it. Perfect throw. Mm-hmm. Didn't know Eddie. I mean, Eddie should be playing for the NFL with skill like that.
That's. But before that, I like what he says to Eddie about, like, who stabbed Henry Bauer with a knife that came from his own face. And, like, he gives him that. And he actually.
Married a woman 3 times.
Yeah.
I did.
Because that happens a lot where you don't think about what you've done. Because you did it in the moment and you don't realize how brave you actually were.
Yeah.
And he's still thinking about being scared in the house. And then Richie's like, no, like, you did some badass stuff.
Yeah.
Let's believe in yourself. Yeah. But then he gets a little too cocky.
Mm-hmm. He grabs Richie and then all of a sudden, scorpion hook right through the belly.
Through the back, much, to the chest.
Yeah. Disembowelment will pretty much take you out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets thrown into the area and they decide to try to make in a last ditch effort because they're all like, shit, we're all about to die here. They decide if they make Pennywise small, they can kill him. So they're going to kill Pennywise with insults.
Words.
So Pennywise doesn't ascribe to the old adage, sticks and stones.
No. Words absolutely hurt him.
Absolutely.
Clown. You're just a fucking clown.
So yeah. So
he gets tinier and tinier.
So tiny.
And then my favorite is when his head just flattens out on them.
Yeah.
He just goes, ugh.
In that moment, he's so adorable to me.
He is so cute. He's so creepy, but he's so cute.
Yeah. I'm like, can we get that in doll version? I want smushed head Pennywise.
Flat head Pennywise. Squishy head Pennywise.
Yes.
He's like, you're all grown up.
Yeah. And they rip out his beating heart.
Which I was like, when he first was putting his hand towards him. I'm like, sir, what are you doing? And then he naturally, Pennywise goes to bite him. And I was like, yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
But he does reach in and grab the heart.
And then the house on Kneeboat Street is coming down because it's power.
Like Carrie. That's what it reminded me of.
Yep. It's just coming down. No questions asked. And they get out. They have to leave poor Eddie in there. And Richie's not good.
Okay. No.
Not okay. They go back to the lake. And once again, Beverly's the first to jump in. Unlike last time, this time she keeps all her clothes on. And they clean up and they reminisce and they all go their separate ways. If you haven't read the book, do so because...
That's on my list. I got to.
I think I like this ending better. And when you read it, you will see. I love that Mike calls Bill to check in. I love the letter. Stanley's letter.
Stanley writes to
every time.
Yeah, he writes to let them know that he took himself out because he wouldn't be able to stand with them.
Yep.
Against it, Pennywise, and he knew that they would not be able to.
Oh, the other scene that I cry at is when Richie goes to the synagogue and sees. Because he was there that day when Stanley becomes a man.
Yeah.
He's his speech. I'm a loser and I always fucking will be. And it's just that letter brings it full circle. And to see Beverly and Ben together, something tells me her husband's going to be getting some divorce papers right quick.
And he's got the money to make sure it happens.
Well, she does.
Oh, I always forget. Like, they don't really talk about what she does.
They have a fat, it's interesting. I feel like the miniseries did a better job of letting you know about their adult lives than this one did.
Yeah, this one jumps right into
it. She and him own a very high-end clothing company.
Okay, you did say that earlier. Yeah. Yeah.
But basically, it's hers. It's her company.
Okay.
But also, yeah, I'm sorry. Ben could also take care of that situation.
Yeah.
It'll all be fine. I think they're just going to merge their two highly successful companies and be happy millionaires for the rest of their lives.
That's my ending.
Listen, you defeat a killer clown twice, you get to be rich and happy in my book.
That's fair.
It's fair. And I love
for a shitty town like Derry, because I would have been like, dubs.
Yeah.
I love when Richie's still upset over losing Eddie in the water and they all go to comfort him.
I will say Bill Hader, bad crying face. I love the film, but that ain't it.
And of course he breaks it up with the, I don't have my glasses on, so I don't know who any of you people are.
Right.
I love that line.
Yeah. And I love that you see Michael leaving Derry finally.
Yeah, finally getting to go to
Florida. His responsibility is lifted. He leaves the history there for somebody else.
Yeah, he's like,
now, buddy.
I did my part.
Don't read it. I don't suggest reading it. But do not read this. It ain't pretty. I'm sure that's a very cleaned up history of Derry.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not all the child abductions are in there.
Yeah.
One would assume. Anything else?
I was trying to think, there was another scene that I just thought of. Ah, I can't remember. It'll come to it. We're talking about Richie and the glasses. Ah, I can't remember. But yeah, so what do you give it heels-wise?
An 8 out of 10. It definitely wasn't as good as the first, but it's definitely strong. The acting is great, but I wish they would have given us a little bit more time with the adults' backstory, like what they had been up to.
Yeah.
And less time spent finding those things and stuff.
That's what I
understand why, because you want the thrills and the heavy punches, and backstory doesn't give you that.
Yeah, because nothing's happening to them as adults outside of Derry.
Yeah,
and that them finding the artifacts, that's a big chunk of the movie, is showing each of them going back to get their thing.
I do love when they're all arguing about what will burn and not burn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's gonna burn.
The plastic and the chemicals and his inhaler. Yeah. I'm surprised the little inhaler didn't like explode or something.
Oh, it absolutely should have.
Yeah. So. Those things are always saying keep away from flames.
Yeah. So movie magic. What about you?
I was gonna say, I'd say like probably 8 or 9. I was really originally gonna say 9. But yeah, somewhere around there. Not as good and classic as the first one, but still very entertaining. A lot of scary. For me, it's the scariness. I like the effects, the visuals, super the haunting, super creepy.
Yeah.
Stuff that kind of sticks with you later where you're like, ooh, you think of like the leper guy, you think about him. Blah.
I'd like to never think about him again.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
I'd like to not think about that. Yeah.
Creepy factors, like subtly creepy gets me, the old lady walking naked. Like there's nothing inherently creepy about seeing an old lady walk across a doorway.
Naked.
Not, I mean, you know, it's, you don't actually kind of want to see that, but they made it's creepily done where you're like, okay, ugh.
Well, it's the do-do-do walk.
Yeah, like the walking thing that she does. And then I do wonder, was Pennywise like a human that got taken over by something? Or I don't know if they address that in the book, because she talks about her dad joining the circus. So I'm wondering if they would dive into that more. Or was that just a made-up story that Pennywise did just to be creepy?
Yeah, he keeps saying, if you hear him, he keeps saying, I'm an eater of worlds, I'm an eater of worlds.
Yeah.
In the book, it's way, they go into it a lot more, yes.
Got it. I'm going to pick that book up one of these days. I mean, I already started it. I started the audiobook. I just have to get back to it.
Yeah. It's very well done, because it's very more in depth. And it's in depth about the things that I think interest me, like the history of Derry. It goes way more in depth. Like, it really shows you how Pennywise is evil, infected the town since the day he arrived.
Yeah.
It shows you where, it kind of alludes to who Pennywise works for, but it never actually says it. It's who most of the villains in King's universe work for. So.
Mm-hmm. There was a Dark Tower reference in this too, on the triangle artifact.
Yep. Yeah.
Thingy. Yeah. Interesting.
It was the Ka-Tet symbol.
Yeah. I just read it. I don't remember what it said it was, but yeah.
It's the Khatet symbol. So Khatet is, so Ka is fate, and your Khatet is people that you are drawn to by fate. So the seven of them are Khatet.
Got it. Okay.
I actually want that tattoo somewhere. I just haven't decided where.
Get it after the move. Really.
Yeah.
Bond yourself to Texas.
Funnily enough, somebody gave us some hand-me-down clothes for when TJ's like 8, and one of the t-shirts says New York over everyone, and I was like, I don't think we're bringing that.
Yeah, no. leave that in the house.
Donate that to a New Yorker. So that was this movie, and
enjoyed it.
We liked it.
Do you have any comments, questions, concerns? Have no desire to read the book, but would like to know more about Pennywise's backstory, send an email to Horror in Heels if you want to discuss it. Just title it Jen Don't Read.
Yes.
And I'll read it and reply to you.
There you go. Appreciate you.
Pennywise questions, Jen Don't Read. Or if you have any questions about the backstory of any of the characters, because the book really does go into it much, much better. The Beverly scene is, if I had to skim it, that's how it's much rougher than the show than the movie. I was glad the movie kind of scaled back on that. And yeah, so that is all for this week. You know where to reach us, Horror in Heels on everything. And we'll see you next week. Bye.